This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. In a major political development in Nagaland, all 7 MLAs of Nationalist Congress Party, NCP, have joined ruling Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, NDPP, raising NDPP's strength to 32 in the 60-member state assembly. Speaker Sharingayan Longkumar said that the 7 MLAs presented themselves and submitted formal letters stating their decision to merge with the NDPP. The speaker noted that the merger met all constitutional and procedural requirements. The all-party delegation led by NCP-SCP MP Supriya Sule, which is currently on a visit to Ethiopia, held an interaction and discussion with top Ethiopian lawmakers, dignitaries and African Union Commission. During the meetings, the delegation members underscored the continued threat of cross-border terrorism and deliberate attempts to sow social discord in India. The Ethiopian side emphasized its own zero-tolerance policy against terrorism and condemned the terrorist act committed on the 22nd of April against innocent citizens. Addressing the diaspora, NCP-SCP MP Supriya Sule said that the delegation has arrived here as a unified team representing all parties.
So within 10 days, every delegation will go. The outreach program is about 4 to 5 countries. You will try and reach out to as many people as possible, give them facts and figures of what really happened in Pahalgam. And this outreach program is not just to put up a fight against anybody. It's the fight is not against any individual. It is against terrorism.
The Defense Ministry has initiated several measures to shorten weapon procurement cycle to accelerate the modernization of armed forces. Defense Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh said the move will save around 69 weeks and the 2020 procurement rules are being revised to match present needs. Addressing a defense conclave in New Delhi, he said the ministry has already slashed the timelines for some of the processes in the procurement cycle. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has conducted search operations at 15 locations in 8 states in a Pakistan-linked espionage case. In a statement, NIA said that searches were conducted at the premises of suspects linked with Pakistan Intelligence Operatives, or PIOs, in Delhi, Mumbai, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh, Assam, and West Bengal. Miss Thailand Opal Sushatha Chuangsri was crowned Miss World 2025 at the 72nd edition of the Miss World pageant held in Hyderabad last night. The 22-year-old from Phuket stood out with her confidence, grace and commitment to women's health awareness.
I would love to continue on my purpose, which is breast cancer, and have more awareness in the cause that I'm standing up for. So I believe that with the Miss World title in the future, I could definitely make more impact and also helping other projects that are in need as well. It's the most honorable success I've ever had in my life.
Ethiopia's Hasid Derie Admasu stood first runner-up and Poland's Maja Klaida was declared second runner-up. U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth has warned that Taiwan faces an imminent threat from China. Speaking at the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore, Mr. Hegseth warned that China is seeking to become a hegemonic power, hoping to dominate and control too many parts of Asia, claiming that President Xi Jinping has allegedly given the Chinese military a 2027 deadline for invading Taiwan. The U.S. Secretary of Defense urged the Asian countries to boost defense spending and work with America to deter war. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast a heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places of Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. According to IMD, Delhi along with Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh can experience light rain along with thunderstorms and strong winds till 4th of June. The weatherman has predicted isolated to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds over Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand, Odisha, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar today. In IPL T20, Punjab Kings will face Mumbai Indians in the second qualifier at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this evening. Punjab, who lost the first qualifier to RCB by 6 wickets, have earned another chance to reach the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.